This is Simulation 2, Day 4, Wednesday, October 26.
Professional Answering Service, Bill speaking.
This is Linda from Dr. Karen Larson's office. Are there any messages today?
Yes, there are. First, Teresa Dayton at 312-555-2231. Unmanageable headaches, needs appointment.
Teresa Dayton, 312-555-2231, unmanageable headaches.
Also, Artis Matthews called. She sounded very distraught with flu-like symptoms. Needs to be seen as soon as possible. Phone number is 312-555-3178.
Okay, Artis Matthews, flu-like symptoms, needs appointment. 312-555-3178.
Yes, that is correct. Also, Jason Berger, M.D., called from 312-555-9192 and wants you, Linda, to call him early this morning.
Dr. Jason Berger, 312-555-9192. Okay, is that it?
Now, one more. The Chicago police are bringing in Florence Sherman to the office around 10:30. She was mugged with minor injuries in the grocery store this morning.
Oh, that sounds awful. Florence Sherman mugged, minor injuries.
Yes, they have her at the police station. She would not go to the emergency room. She's completing the paperwork first.
Okay, is that it?
Yes, that's it. Goodbye, Linda.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello, is this Teresa?
Yes, this is Teresa.
This is Linda from Dr. Karen Larson's office. You need an appointment?
Yes, nothing is working on my headaches. I can't do anything with the one I have right now.
Just a moment, Teresa. Dr. Larson could see you at 11 this morning. Would that be soon enough?
Yes, that would work. 11 this morning.
Great, and I have your phone number. See you at 11.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, this is Artis Matthews.
This is Linda from Dr. Karen Larson's office. I understand you need an appointment this morning.
Yes, I feel just terrible with the flu. My headache is the worst. Can I come right away?
Just a moment. I'm sorry, but the earliest Dr. Larson can see you is at 11:15 this morning. Would that work?
I suppose I have to settle for that. I'll be in at 11:15.
Okay, Mrs. Matthews. We will see you then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is Dr. Berger.
This is Linda from Dr. Karen Larson's office. You wanted me to call you?
Yes, I need to leave a message for Karen. Tell her our reservations for dinner tonight are for 7:30, not 8:30 like I previously told her. If this does not work, she should let me know this morning. Otherwise, I'll pick her up at 7.
Okay, dinner reservations at 7:30. Pick her up at 7. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks, Linda. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dr. Berger. Good morning, Dr. Larson. Quite a bit of activity from the Professional Answering Service this morning. I've added 2 appointments to the schedule, plus the police are bringing in Florence Sherman, as I stated on this message. Also, Dr. Berger left a message for you.
Thanks. I'm ready for patients right away. Send in Florence Sherman as soon as she arrives.
Okay, Dr. Larson.
Morning.
Good morning. Dr. Larson will see you now, Mr. Babb.
Thanks.
Dr. Karen Larson's office, Linda speaking.
This is Jeff from X-Ray. I have Teresa Dayton's mammogram results from October 21. No evidence of cysts or tumors. Suggest repeat mammogram in 1 year.
Teresa Dayton's October 21st mammogram results. No evidence of cysts or tumors. Suggest repeat mammogram in 1 year. What is your phone number?
Our number is 312-555-1252. That's it. Goodbye.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Officer Earl with Florence Sherman to see Dr. Larson.
Hi. My husband Tony is coming to pick me up here at the office.
Okay, Mrs. Sherman. The doctor will be with you right away. I'll let you know when your husband arrives.
Thanks.
Good luck, Mrs. Sherman. I need to leave now.
Thanks, officer.
Do you need another appointment, Mr. Babb?
No, not now. I'll pay my share today.
Just a moment. Your insurance is outstanding, but I will follow up on it if the payment is not here by November 15. Today's visit was $44. You pay 20%, right?
Yeah, so that's $8.80. Here it is.
Thanks. Here's your receipt. Thanks, Mr. Babb. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Did you receive my mammogram result?
Yes, we did, Teresa. I attached it to your chart for the doctor. It will be just a few minutes before the doctor can see you.
That's okay. I'll read the paper.
Hi, I'm Tony Sherman. Is my wife here?
Yes, she is with the doctor right now. I will let them know that you are here.
Just a moment. Yes, Linda?
Mrs. Sherman's husband is here.
Okay, send him in. Thanks.
Do you need another appointment, Mrs. Sherman?
Not at this time. Thanks.
Okay, goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Sherman.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Mrs. Matthews. It will be just a few minutes before the doctor can be with you.
Thanks.
Linda, I would like to pay my share today. Do you have the total?
Just a moment, Teresa. Your previous balance was $44, and today's is also $44.
Okay, I'll pay 20% of the total. That's $17.60, right?
Yes, it is.
Here you go.
Here's your receipt. Goodbye, Teresa.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Dr. Karen Larson's office, Linda speaking.
Yes, this is Dr. Berger calling. Did Dr. Larson receive my message about the reservations?
Yes, she did. Did you want me to leave another message?
No, that's okay. I just wanted to check. Thanks. Goodbye.
Okay, thanks. Goodbye, Dr. Berger.
To pay my bill today?
Just a moment, please. Let's see. Today's was $44, plus your previous balance was also $44.
I will pay the entire bill. Just a minute while I write a check.
Okay, here's your receipt for $88. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Matthews.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Please have a seat. Do you need another appointment, Anna?
No, I don't. But I'll pay my share of the bill.
Okay, your bill today was $44. Your insurance is still outstanding, but should be here soon.
Here's $8.80 for today.
Thanks. Here's your receipt. Goodbye, Anna.
Goodbye, Linda.
Yes, Dr. Larson?
Come to my office for a moment, Linda. Come in, Linda.
It has been a busy morning. Dr. Berger called again, but did not want to leave a message.
Yes, I'll call him before lunch. Are you keeping caught up with the dictation and billing?
Yes, I am, Dr. Larson.
Good. That's all for the day. I'm going to finish the dictation and leave for lunch.
Okay. Goodbye, Dr. Larson.